kiss all of her?
I don't know. Mike says you get so you like it.
Boy, I was too scared when that kid ran away into the jungle.
I wasn't.
Neither was I.
How come you said you were?
I just wanted to see what you would say. If there was a jungle around here, I'd run away to it any old time.
I bet. You're just saying that because there's no jungle around here.
There is, too. How about that park way across town with all those trees and bushes and the tennis courts?
Who wants to run away to a clunky tennis court?
I bet you'd be scared to run away to anything, even a grocery store, even.
I would not.
You would, too.
I bet you'd be scared.
I would not.
You would, too. Want to get something to eat?
Sure.
Let's go.
Ow! Where is that kid? Where did I find him? I'll look.
I think Bob saw somebody.
There you are. There you are. What are you trying to do? Raise my insurance premium?
Jeepers, Bob, what did I do?
He left your marbles on my kitchen floor. That's what you did.
Should we ask him for something to eat or wait till he stops yelling?
When they passed out the brains, did you have to stand at the end of the line?
Boy, everybody sure hollers at your house.
What did you do? You just fixed it so that the two neatest girls at the school won't even speak to me.
But I...
Didn't I tell you if Alice called this morning to tell her I was at the library?
I did. When a girl called, I told her, you said... If Alice calls, tell her I'm at the library, no matter where I am.
That wasn't Alice. And your number's supposed to say, oh, forget it. I should have known better than to trust a dumb kid like you.
Doesn't everybody make you feel dumb when they yell at you like that?
Yeah.
I think I better go. Nobody's in the mood to get us anything to eat.
Marbles all over my kitchen floor. I nearly wound up in the oven.
Chip.
Whatever you're gonna say, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. Go to my room.
Your room? Just because you got your junk scattered all over it, I can't find my bed half the time.
Hey. You guys are being a little rough on the kid, aren't you?
He deserves it.
Yeah. No, seriously, you guys. Chip is at a very sensitive age. We're studying about it in my psychology class. Now, you've just done an awful thing. You embarrassed him in front of his best friend. Now, that right there is enough to make him sick, physically ill. And it's liable to incur a rebellious reaction. Perhaps even cause a severe trauma.
Well, he's had the chicken pox and the measles, so I might as well have the trauma.
Oh, really, Bob? Just remember that he is at a difficult stage. Don't push him too far, or he will rebel. He might even run away.
What?
Dad?
Yeah, Chip.
I didn't
see that.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Oh, man, everybody knows Rooster Dingling. Who are you going to believe?
What's on your mind, Chip?
I was just wondering about something.
Oh? Like what?
Well, would you miss me if I wasn't around here anymore?
Well, I guess we might miss you a little. Why, are you thinking of leaving or something?
No, I was just wondering.
Where's my evening paper? Somebody bring it in? Chip, come back here. Oh.
Jeepers, I thought you read it. I was just putting some stuff in my scrapbook. I'm sorry.
Chip, will you do me a favor? If you should change your mind and decide to leave, would you do it tomorrow night before the evening paper comes? This sort of thing makes it just a little difficult to keep up with what's happening in the world.
Thank you.
gotta go now. Please don't cry. I left a note for Robbie to read to you. I gotta go now.
Pete, I'll see you down to headquarters. Be sure you lock up good. Been a lot of trouble around here lately.
We tune for more big TV satisfaction with TV Land's Fandemonium Weekend.
Oh, Tramp. Will you get out of here? Can't you see I'm trying to sleep? Chip, will you please take your dog downstairs? Chip, will you make him stop? Chip?
Would you give me the police? Dad, hurry up. Hello. Hello, police. I'd like to report a missing child. Yes, I'll hang on, but hurry it up, will you?
This is partly my fault, Steve. I feel awful.
Me too, Dad.
Yes. I'd like to report a missing child. Well, he goes by the name of Chip. Chip Douglas. 837 Mill Street. Yeah. I'm Stephen Douglas. I'm his father. Yes, of course, it's the same address. Hold it just a minute, will you, officer?
Sanjay's mother hasn't seen him either.
Yes, officer. He's 9 years old.
How tall is the boy, Mr. Douglas?
Well, he's about... How tall would you say Chip is?
Well, about 4'3".
He's about 5'1".
4'11"?
I'm sorry, officer. I can't tell you exactly how tall he is. He's the average height of a 9-year-old boy. Well, he's just average weight. Maybe a little chubby. Blonde hair.
Crooked little smile.
Now, let's not get whimsical, Mr. Douglas. If we're going to find the boy, we have to have an accurate description. What was he wearing when he left home?
I don't know what he was wearing. If I'd seen him leaving, I would have tried to stop him, now, wouldn't I?
You weren't at home at the time, Mr. Douglas? The boy was left alone?
No, he wasn't left alone. He left while we were all sleeping. That means he could have been out all night.
Is he a chronic runaway?
No, he's never run away in his life. Look, the quicker we get off the phone, the quicker you can get your men out to look for him. Is that right?
There'll be 5 squad cars on the streets in 5 minutes, Mr. Douglas. But first, I have to have a complete report. It's regulations.
Now then, is there any history of emotional instability or is he under any kind of therapy?
No, he's under no kind of therapy. He's a normal, healthy boy who's never given us a minute's trouble.
There's always a first time, isn't there?
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Let's not get ourselves out of control, Mr. Douglas. It never helps in situations like this.
I'm not getting out of control. I'm perfectly calm. I just want to tell you that I've lost my son and...
Have you searched the house thoroughly, Mr. Douglas?
Look, officer, I don't seem to be getting through to you. Our little 9-year-old boy has run away. He's probably alone someplace. He left a note and everything. He's gone.
Have you searched the house thoroughly, Mr. Douglas? Under beds, in closets, in the basement?
Have we searched the house? Of course we've searched the house. Just a minute, officer. Have we looked for him every place in the house?
I'll take the basement, Doc. Well, I'll look upstairs.
Well, I'll go with him.
Just a minute, officer. Would you hang on, please? What?
Does he get along well with other children?
Yes, of course he gets along with other children.
Any luck?
Not yet. What's he buying? What's the matter?
Of course. That's the logical place. Why didn't we think of it before?
I don't know.
Hold on.
Here, Pat. Come here. Come here. Why, that's little Dickens.
Well, let's go down and tell Dad.
Officer, I told you. He left us a note saying he was running away. He didn't leave it with us exactly. He left it with our dog.
Dad! We found him.
You're just a minute, officer.
You found asleep in the attic.
In the attic? Officer, there's been a little mistake. You can forget the whole thing. Yes, that's right. We found him. Yes, and even though we pay our taxes, I'm sorry I took up so much of your time.
That's quite all right, Mr. Douglas. Always glad to be of service. Well, another day, another kook.
How do you like that, kid? We're ready to call out the Marines, and he's up in the attic.
Sleeping like a babe.
Well, he's going to sleep on his stomach from now on.
Oh, no, wait a minute, Dad. Let me talk to you before you do anything hasty.
I'm not going to do anything hasty. Corrective, I believe, is the word. Believe me, he won't pull another stud like this for a while.
But don't you see, Dad? Chip did this to get attention. So the best way to handle this is to ignore him.
Ignore him? After the way he's had us all stewing around here?
Right. If you let him know how upset you are, he'll have a weapon to use. Anyway, Dad, if you're going to talk to him reasonably, at least wait till you cool down.
I'm not going to talk to him reasonably. I'm going to spank him.
Please, let Chip stay up in the attic. Just pretend we don't know he's there. Ignore him completely.
Oh. You mean, let him do a little stewing himself, huh? Well, how long do you think he'll stay up there?
Well, what does it matter? He's perfectly safe up there. Anyway, believe me, he'll be down as soon as he gets hungry and lonely enough.
And speaking of hungry, now that the crisis is over, how about some breakfast?
It's a good idea, Bob. Okay, Mike, we'll wait a while.
Well, his guilt feelings will make the situation intolerable. He'll be down within an hour.
Well, he better be, because I'm not going to make two breakfasts.
Excuse me, Bob.
Excuse you, sure. If there's a moving object in sight, you never miss, do you? Either you need glasses or radar equipment.
Dad, I looked all through the basement and all through the garage, and he's not there.
No, we found him, Robbie. He's up in the attic.
No kidding. What's he doing up there?
Rebelling. Taking a stand.
Against what?
Against certain members of this family whom he thinks don't understand him.
Well, heck, I have to share a room with him. I understand him. It's just that I don't like him sometimes.
Well, I guess maybe Chip feels that way sometimes, too, Robbie. He's entitled to his feelings, too. I just hope we're doing the right thing. I hate to think of him up there alone, frightened.
Well, if this experiment's going to work, Daddy has to feel some discomfort.
I suppose so.
Hey, couldn't I just go up there and hit him one day?
No, you couldn't, Robbie, and stop that. Just can't help feeling sorry for the little guy, though. He's probably waking up about now. Lonely, deserted, hungry.
This was
down. I tell you, Dad, Chip is as safe in the attic as he is in his own bedroom.
Oh, can't he suffocate in the attic?
Not if he's falling out the window.
You cut that out. Well, that's 15 minutes. That does it.
Oh, but Dad...
Now, no more, Mike. I said that does it.
Ain't this awful? Up and down. Up and down. I'm commencing to feel like the lead horse on a merry-go-round.
Oh! Excuse me, Bob, I didn't...
Don't worry about a thing. I'll just phone my insurance man and have him add collision.
I can't believe it. It doesn't fit the pattern at all.
What's up?
Operator, give me the police. Just... Hello, this is Stephen Douglas. I called earlier about a missing child. Yes, I'll hang on.
Will somebody please tell me what this is all about?
Yes, sir.
Well, he's nowhere outside.
Of course not. He's up in the attic.
No, he's not in the attic. I guess he was in the attic, but he certainly isn't there now. Yes, this is Stephen Douglas, officer. I called you this morning about the boy that was missing.
I thought you found him.
Yes, we did find him, but he's missing again.
Is there any reason why he would have run away a second time, Mr. Douglas?
No, of course not. There wasn't any reason for him to run away the first time.
When you found him this morning, Mr. Douglas, exactly what did you do to him?
I didn't do anything to him. I mean, we didn't find him. We found him, but we didn't see him. I didn't see him.
Now, don't get hysterical, Mr. Douglas. Are you sure he's gone this time?
Of course I'm sure he's gone. I wouldn't be calling if he weren't gone.
Well, we'll be over in about 5 minutes. Oh, I have a picture of the boy ready for us.
Well, all right. Thank you. They want a picture of Chip. Where's the picture of Chip?
There's one up in our room, me and Chip at the church.
Go and get it.
I feel awful, Dad. I don't know what to say.
Well, don't say anything.
I did everything right according to my textbook.
Well, textbooks don't always provide all the answers to life, Mike. Just remember...
What? Huh? Chip's up in his room.
In his room? What's he doing there?
He's in bed sleeping.
Sleeping? Well, what do you know?
I don't know nothing. So if you guys don't mind, I think I'll go and make a prune whip.
Chip? Chip Douglas,
Dad?
Robbie, you stay out of this. I'm going to...
Dad, did you know you had an old tray set in the attic? Boy, it's neat.
Do you mean to tell me that's what you were doing up in the attic, playing with my old train?
I'm sorry.
On second thought, maybe you better smack him at that time.
Robbie, I told you to stay out of this. Now...
Yeah, let Dad handle this.
Well, look, will you both get out of here, Robbie? Oh. Come on. Do you realize you had us practically franken?
I didn't mean to worry you, Dad.
Well, you did worry us, Chip.
You want to see the train?
No, I don't want to see the train. I want to have a serious talk.
Told these officers we'd found Chip, but they insisted on looking for themselves. Where'd they go?
Well, Chip and Dad?
Yeah.
Well, they're up in the attic playing trains.
Well, it's been nice. You're new, so if you should ever get a call from a Mr. Douglas at this address, forget it. You know what I mean, buddy? Pass.
I'm sure every wheel is on the track, Chip, or the train just won't go.
Yeah, I know. Dad?
Hmm?
I didn't really want to run away.
I know, Chip.
How come I ran away anyhow?
Well, sometimes things don't always go just the way we think they ought to. Sometimes we get the feeling that we aren't loved or needed. And it all kind of piles up and, we just have to do something about it. I think maybe you ran away just to find out if we really loved you around here. I guess you found that out, huh?
Do you want to run the train for a while?
Oh, sure, if you don't mind.
Come on, go right ahead.
It's been a long time. Let's see, now, which is forward? Look, the other way. There she goes.
Sure runs good.
Yeah.
Don't sound like that anymore, Dad. They go... TV Land's Fandemonium Weekends offer TV satisfaction guaranteed. How? By turning to you, the fans, to pick which episodes are the very finest. So vote today and check out all the latest results only at TVLand.com.